Teddy, if you said don't, you'd say don't.
I don't give up.
The disease that people get in their joints is called
arthritis.
A disease that people used to get in the throat.
Goiter.
Okay. And then a disease that makes people's skin turn yellow.
Jaundice.
And a disease that, well, now they have shots for it.
Diphtheria.
And when you have
I just call it diphtheria.
Diphtheria.
Yeah.
I can't even say diphtheria makes me feel tongue-tied. If you have to have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of
appendicitis.
Now, if somebody had eaten something that didn't agree with him and couldn't keep it down, you'd say he had to.
Well, I'd probably say he had to vomit.
You know any other?
Oh, yeah. Bitches cookies.
Oh, God, never heard that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was one. I used to run out in college. I used to always say.
I never heard that.
Dry heaves and somebody goes on.
Oh, that's
funny.
Oh, I never pitched
cookies.
Wow.
Oh, that's him. We better get to a stopping point.
All right,
let me.
I've got
right.
The very next question, and I'll be to a good spot. We'll be off the sickness.
Okay.
If a person vomited and they wanted to indicate to you where they were sick, they'd say they were sick.
A lot of them say sick to their stomach. I'd say he was sick at his stomach.
You'd say at, okay. This is, again, like when you were a teenager, and this has got to do with, like, dating and that kind of stuff. What if there was a boy and girl, and they were going out together a lot, and they were just not seeing other people? What did they
do? Going steady.
Okay.
Or pinned.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pinned.
Reference
to fraternity, sorority,
yeah.
Pin, exchanging.
Mm-hmm. How about in high school, what did they usually say?
Pinned or steady, junior college or high school.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, they would call this boy, they would call him her, call him her.
Well, I don't know.
Did they say boyfriend usually, or like when you were?
Her steady or something like that.
Yeah. How about her, they would call her?
Oh, I guess girlfriend, but probably steady date or steady, something like that.
Okay. Now, if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been...
Well, they'd say necking, probably. Maybe petting, but probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Probably necking. Or courting.
Oh, courting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a very common word.
That was very common.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about it, but that's a very common word.
Oh.
She could really court.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. They said it like that.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Verb also said.
Uh huh.
It was a verb also.
Oh, it was a verb. Oh, yeah. That's funny. now, if a case of a couple that were engaged and the boy had asked her to marry him and she had agreed, and then instead she ran off and married somebody else, what would they say she did to him?
Oh, guilty.
Okay. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is the
maid of honor or matron of honor, so she be.
Have you ever heard of people when a couple gets married, of people going and kind of serenading them and making a bunch of racket?
Yeah, sort of out of style in my day, but prior